The other questions I would have is, were there other actors in play at the airport that day that have yet to be identified?
What do you think is the big challenge that faces the Belgians and the European authorities today?
Strategically, they've got a challenge that might be the most daunting challenge in the counterterrorism arena in the past 25 years, meaning you have porous borders, you have multiple suspects, you have information feeds and flows coming in from all angles, from liaison services to social media to intercepts, management of that data to try to figure out of all of these suspects, who should be surveilled on any given day becomes a hit and miss game. And I think that that's the biggest challenge confronting not only the Belgians, but the bulk of the European services today.
It's not clear yet, but it appears as though there were some suspects who might have participated and got away, including possibly the mastermind of the whole thing. So how did they or he do it?
I think they have a pretty good logistic network to hide in plain sight, so it wouldn't surprise me in the least for him to be back inside of perhaps Molenbeek or in Brussels proper, but the ease of just transit throughout the European Union to me makes it almost practical that perhaps he's gone to ground and fled to another country, because that does bring into mix your liaison coordination challenges, meaning will the Belgian authorities pass along what they know to, say, for example, the Swiss authorities, if he could manage to get that far. And I think that gets back to the needle in the haystack. If the haystack is so big with suspects, how do you find the needle?
What did the West in general and the U.S. specifically learn from what happened in Brussels?
Well, it reminds me of the case I worked with, the Abu Nidal attacks at Rome and Vienna, meaning, look, we have seen these kinds of attacks before. Airports are soft targets, especially in the public areas. The question really becomes as to how far you push out your perimeter to be effective, meaning you are always going to have a choke point, a gathering of where either cars or people are going to meet. Therefore, how do you manage that? So you're talking about the physical construction of an airport. You're talking about traffic flows and passenger patterns. You're talking about how passengers are even queued up. Think about the last time you traveled, and think about your Disneyland kind of adventure as you queue your way through various passenger lines. And think about the people just standing there, and think about the ease of operation if someone pulled off a Brussels attack. So the fact that this occurred should not be surprising to anybody.
Fred Burton is Vice President of Intelligence at Stratfor. JJ Green, WTOP News.